one of my sisters was overseas at the time, so I used to kind of taunt her with, you know, photos of mum's beef rendang or, you know, fried noodles we had on the weekend or whatever, because I wanted to sort of tempt her to come back home to Perth. And then what I started finding was, you know, people would, you know, random people that I didn't know of would start leaving comments or writing me emails to talk about the food that they'd seen on the site. And then I kind of realized, you know, hey, you know, people are really interested in this sort of thing. So I kept going because I love food and it just made sense.
One thing that is appealing is that you'd normally find traditional food critics or restaurant reviews in newsprint or magazines are probably quite stuffy, but yours has got that great sort of casual vibe. Your photos are just so real because you are really just taking it from a handy cam. What are the most memorable comments that you've had?
What you've sort of said is true, you know. They all note that it's not like a food snob site, and what they love is, you know, it's just basically what a normal person's eaten, and, you know, what she loves about the food, and it's not like, you know, professional airbrushed like a magazine. It's just a real person's what she loves to eat, basically. And I think that part of, you know, what I'm trying to do, I don't think I'd ever want to become a professional photographer, because I think that whole personal touch would be gone from the site. Actually, the most memorable comment I can think of is actually a very negative one. I packed a bento lunch for myself and my partner, and I wrote about it, and one of the things I had in there was I made French toast and cut them into little squares of bread, and I had also pieces of spam that I fried up, and they were like in little squares, and I ate them like little sandwiches. And a lady from the US decided that I had stolen her recipe for French toast and spam sandwiches, and I never heard of this woman, and she wrote a comment and accused me of stealing her recipe and started this whole huge fight. All my readers sort of came in to defend me and said that she was nuts, really. So
of all the things to fight about, she's picked spam.
Yes.
Do you cook yourself?
I'm a very lazy cook. I'm lucky in that my partner loves to cook and then I love to eat, so the relationship works really well like that. I prefer all, you know, shortcut, convenient, don't want to slave over a hot stove. So yeah, very, very lazy cook.
What's your favourite, some of your favourite places to eat out in Perth?
There's a Japanese place I really love in Subiaco called Toraya Sushi. And what my favourite thing there that they do at lunchtime is the chicken karage donburi, which is like the Japanese fried chicken, and they serve it on rice and then they slather on top, you know, this sort of chili mayo, and it's fantastic. Okay. Beautiful on a rainy day, you sit there and you eat your spicy chicken. And you see, a lot of the places that I would probably recommend, and you probably wouldn't call them dining, is the other thing. There's a really nice curry bar in the IGA supermarket on Royal Street in East Perth, which you wouldn't think to go to get curry, and there's normally, like, you know, like 10 different dishes on there, and it's all Indian, so, you know, like butter chicken and vindaloo and biryani rice and all that sort of thing. You can get a really good feed for, you know, $10.
What are your fast food preferences? We're talking HJ's, McDonald's, KFC. What are your preferences?
I don't have one that I prefer above all the others, because I think each one does something really well that I really like. Like, for example, I love to have onion rings from HJ's, but obviously none of the other places do onion rings. And I love McDonald's chicken McNuggets. I can't believe I'm talking about this. I mean, I love KFC, and I mean, KFC nuggets are great too. But I always feel really guilty when I eat KFC. Like, I love it, but I don't know, I have like KFC remorse. And the thing that I do, which probably makes it all worse, is whenever I eat KFC, I'll save all the skin in a pile on a plate, and I'll eat all the chicken, the meat, and then I'll eat all the skin by itself and enjoy that on its own.
The food pornographer feels dirty after KFC. Who would have thought?
That's something that people sometimes question on the site. They see junk food and they think, oh my goodness, that's all this woman eats. She must be crazy. But obviously, you know, I pick the best shot of the things that I've eaten, and it just so happens I might appear to have eaten lots of junk food, you know. But yeah, I don't actually eat as much junk food as people might think.
That was the very charming food pornographer. And to check out more of her magnificent musings, head to www.thefoodpornographer.com.au.